This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has delivered a written response to Moscow's security demands on Ukraine and NATO amid soaring tensions that Moscow is planning to invade its neighbor. Speaking at a State Department news conference Wednesday, Blinken said U.S. Ambassador to Moscow John Sullivan handed over the response to Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko.
All told, it sets out a serious diplomatic path forward, should Russia choose it. The document we've delivered includes concerns of the United States and our allies and partners about Russia's actions that undermine security, a principled and pragmatic evaluation of the concerns that Russia has raised, and our own proposals for areas where we may be able to find common ground.
Blinken said the response won't be made public because the White House believes diplomacy has the best chance to succeed if we provide space for confidential talks, end quote. The State Department has already warned that Russia's top demands are unacceptable, and the letter did not stray from that. While U.S. and NATO allies prepare for a possible invasion of Ukraine by Russia, interested parties are considering the possibility that Russia may cut off natural gas supplies to Europe if Russia is hit with sanctions. The U.S. and European allies have promised punishing economic and political sanctions if Russia moves its military into Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin spent more than 2 hours Wednesday in a virtual meeting with top Italian executives, despite Rome's opposition due to escalating tensions over Ukraine. The event was organized by the Italian-Russian Chamber of Commerce. According to Russian news agencies, Putin hailed Italy as one of Moscow's main economic partners and, amid worries over soaring gas prices, said Russia was a reliable supplier. This is VOA News. Liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, the oldest member of the U.S. Supreme Court, will retire, NBC News and CNN reported Wednesday. This gives President Joe Biden the opportunity to appoint a successor who could serve for decades. The 83-year-old plans to step down at the end of the current term, which ends in June, according to the reports. He was appointed to the Supreme Court by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1994. Mr. Biden has pledged to nominate a black woman to the court in the event of a vacancy. The U.S. government warned companies Wednesday to be extremely wary of doing business in Myanmar, citing the risks of being linked to a military government involved in lawlessness and human rights abuse. Those involved with businesses controlled by the military regime, quote, run the risk of engaging in conduct that may expose them to significant reputational, financial, and legal risks, end quote, including breaking sanctions and money laundering laws, according to a statement from six cabinet-level departments. Investors and traders were warned specifically to avoid state-owned enterprises, the gems and precious metals sector, real estate and construction projects, and the arms business. Kurdish forces Wednesday retook full control of a prison in northeast Syria, where Islamic State group jihadists had been holed up since attacking it 6 days earlier. The brazen IS jailbreak attempt and ensuing clashes left more than 180 dead in the jihadists' most high-profile military operation since the loss of their caliphate nearly 3 years ago. The prison was thought to hold around 3,500 IS inmates when the initial attack was first launched January 20th with explosives-laden vehicles steered by suicide bombers. The Kurdish authorities have insisted no inmates escaped from the compound, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group has said significant numbers were sprung. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson accused the European Union Wednesday of implementing part of the Brexit agreement covering trade with Northern Ireland in an, quote, insane and pettifogging way, end quote. Johnson told Parliament they need to sort it out, complaining the so-called Northern Ireland Protocol was stopping some food deliveries and other difficulties. Human rights organizations said Wednesday Poland's abortion law has had devastating consequences as news broke of another pregnant mother whose death has been blamed on the near-total ban. The Catholic country already has one of Europe's most restrictive abortion laws when the Constitutional Court sided with the populist right-wing government. By remote,